Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Sean Arimus and boys head man Ryan Eilert. The Beloit Basketball Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Again, Sean Arimus joining us now, the coach of the Beloit Trojan girls basketball team. Coach, since we last talked, you actually had a couple games there at the end of last week, the 14th and 15th, where you took on Southeast Saline on Thursday and fall 60-30, then a 37-28 loss to Minneapolis on Friday. Obviously, Southeast is starting to play some good ball there. What are your thoughts on the Thursday loss?
I thought we played pretty good. You know, the first half we were executing and keeping them defensively what we were trying to do there, and they hit a couple shots right going into the halftime, which gave them some momentum, and then they came out and really picked up the defensive intensity, and we had some turnover issues, and they were able to spread the lead there. But, you know, for the most part, I thought our girls really battled hard, and Southeast is a very talented team. They're just full of athletes, and we showed some improvement that game for sure.
Again, moved on with Minneapolis then on Friday, a tough 37-28 loss there. It looks like the defense showed up to play pretty well again in that one. Just some overall thoughts, and what do you like about the game on Friday against Minneapolis despite the loss?
Yeah, our defense is showing up. We've done pretty good defensively the entire year. We just really struggle right now to get any buckets to fall for us, and we're trying to get to be more aggressive on offense but yet patient, because turnovers are killing us right now. And so if we can limit our turnovers, you know, I think we'd see a different ball game. If we can get a shot down the floor, you know, every possession, it would sure help us. As of right now, we're just turnover bugs kind of got us. But we changed a few things in practice, and so going into the Colby tournament, you know, we hope to improve and be a little more patient and space the floor a little bit better. But, again, the kids are working hard, and, you know, only having four games is a major disadvantage, and then to have two back-to-back, you know, you weren't able to really go from one game and coach and teach what you wanted, so you just kind of went right into the next game. But we'll just take games when we can get them right now, and get the experience of a game is very vital.
You mentioned the Colby tournament. You'll have three games straight here on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You'll open out at Colby against the Eagles, host school there. On Thursday, this is a team you saw last year, but both teams looking a little bit different this year. Colby's hovering around the 500 mark at 4-4. What do you expect to see from this year's group?
Well, from the Colby team, you mean?
Yeah,
they're very talented as well. You know, they do look totally different on film than they did last year. They lost quite a few seniors, but they still got some talent. They got a guard that's really quick and can shoot the ball and likes to drive, and then they've got a post player that'll step out and hit three pointers on us. And right now, everything I see, they primarily run a zone. So we're going to have to hit some shots, and we're going to have to find ways to score. And like I mentioned, you know, our defense isn't the issue right now. We just have to be patient on offense, not turn the ball over, and find ways to score.
Rest of your opponents there at the tournament will be determined by how you finish there and do on Thursday, first of all. So best of luck there at Colby, and we'll chat with you again next week.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with Cloud Phone Systems for Business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, joined now by Ryan Eilert, the coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. A couple games, coach, since we talked last. On Friday, you took on Minneapolis, a very solid team in your league. You fall 74-40 in that one, but a bounce-back win over Osborne, 56-47, which was the first part of that Orange and Black Classic, but you're able to host that on Tuesday. Just going back to Minneapolis on Friday, what were some of the things that went wrong for you there? As I said, Minneapolis, a quality team.
Yeah, they're a really good team, and to be honest, the way they're playing and the way we are or did that night, I mean, we were just simply outmatched, and their pressure defense forced us into turnovers, which led to easy buckets for them, and really kept us out of any sort of offensive rhythm most of the night. And then, you know, just to game in and game out, the same thing. You know, we've got to do a better job of taking care of the ball and rebound better. And I think, you know, I think they out-rebounded us by 15. And when you turn it over like we did, you know, you're going to get handled pretty easily. And that's kind of the case. I thought Caleb offensively did a nice job, able to knock shots down and was aggressive. And you see a few plays here and there from others, but you know, to compete with a team like that, it's got to be consistent play, and that's what we're searching for right now.
Osborne, then again on Tuesday night, kind of a back and forth game of some different runs throughout, but you pick up a 9-point win. What stood out the most in that one?
Well, yeah, I thought it was a good game. I thought both teams played hard, and once again, we had I felt like more stretches where we took care of the ball and rebounded, and then when they were making their runs, we kind of reverted back to giving up offensive rebounds, and their pressure turned us over some in the third that gave them a chance to take the lead. But, you know, I thought at times our intensity was better. Our anticipation did a little bit more to help us move quicker defensively, and I thought Owen scored the ball well, ends up with 25 and a career high, and just was aggressive. You know, he's able to knock down some outside shots, but then able to get in the lane in the second half and get to the free throw line. And then Quinn played well, able to knock down four threes, and continues to be, you know, one of our leading rebounders each night, and does a great job anticipating, and had four steals last night just on, you know, thinking a play ahead and jumping a passing lane because he can kind of see it happen before it actually happens. And, you know, those are things that I like to see, you know, as a whole team start to develop a little bit more. But at times I thought our energy was better, and I think that was the difference. I was able to maybe extend the lead there in the fourth.
Two more games left in the Orange-Black Classic. You'll take on the host school, Colby, out there at their place on Friday, and then whoever you play on Saturday, we're not sure yet because you have to play that game against Colby first. But, Colby, this year kind of hovering around the 500 mark. What does their team have?
They've got a guard, a really good guard from a year ago that played that's good, and then they mix in with some athletes, and so it's once again, we've got to focus on what we need to get better at, and I think if we can do that, we can compete and have a chance to get a win.
Ryan Eilert, coach of the Blue Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, certainly thank you for the time, and good luck as you finish out at Colby this weekend.
All right, thank you.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you. Then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Our Wednesday Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Trina Luters and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake, and on the World Wide Web, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. As Trina Luters joins us now, the head coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. Coach, another tough one there on Friday against Thunder Ridge. Had the lead going into the fourth quarter, but ended up falling 53-50 down the stretch. Just kind of looking at that game, it was your second matchup with Thunder Ridge this season. You beat them the first time, and they got you the second time. Just what stood out, I guess, Friday night and a tough loss there?
Yeah, Friday night it was a tough loss. You know, we came out ready to play, and we did that. We were focused on what we need to take care of, and we got into a little bit of foul trouble, our post, and I feel like we were able to maintain. It was just hard to absorb our post lack of presence there when we had to sub a little bit deeper than normal, and so we got out-rebounded a little bit. But, again, good team effort. People played positions and switched around and went out and tried to take care of business and actually stayed focused, and we worked on things that we had corrected from Tuesday. It's just a tough loss, but again, to a good ball team that helped us know what we need to focus on.
You move on. Now, you're supposed to be playing in the NPL tournament this week, but obviously that was canceled in the 2020 portion of the schedule. They'd already made that decision. So you guys found a spot in the Orange and Black Classic at Colby. You'll get things underway coming up tomorrow as you take on Ulysses there. Based on Max Preps, they're 1-7, a team that struggled a bit this year, but definitely a team from a bigger classification than you are. With Ulysses, what do you expect to see there Thursday?
First of all, on us, we're going to come out and we're going to remember what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, and focus on setting the tone of the game the way we want to do that. And so we're going to work to get out and push the ball down the floor. From what we know on Ulysses, it looks like they play a little bit slower ball than we do. And so we focused on, again, setting the tone and the pace of the game. And we're just excited to go out and pick up games this week since we don't have the league tournament happening. And it's going to be a good experience. You can get out there and play teams you don't normally see. Bigger teams, bigger schools, and it's just, we're just really excited to be going out there.
How much do you think you can benefit from that, playing the bigger schools?
I think it'll be a huge benefit coming into when you start talking about postseason prepping, mm-hmm. and sometimes the bigger schools, they let you play a little bit more. You know, the fouls are called a little bit differently depending on what classification you're playing in. I think it's just going to be eye-opening on that part of it, and then I also think it's going to be good competition to push ourselves, get out of our comfort zone and what we're used to seeing, and it just kind of makes you have to think things through and prep for the future.
Turner Luter is the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck out there at Colby this week.
All right, thank you.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with cloud phone systems for business. CloudPhone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost-effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how CloudPhone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE. Another layer of connectivity.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. And Jamie Walters joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, you won over Thunder Ridge on Friday 58-40, and then a tough 56-47 loss to Beloit there on Tuesday. Sounded like a good back-and-forth game for you there. Just take me back to Friday first, though. Doak Guttery had a career-high 20 for you there for the freshman. You guys were actually trailing 21-3 early in this game. It's a team that you beat 59-20 the first time you played them. But what were some of the things maybe I wonder what that went wrong early in the game and then being able to come back and get that win against Thunder Ridge on Friday?
Yeah, I think part of it was we showed up, you know, thinking we were going to beat them, and instead of, you know, showing up ready to play. But also, credit to them, I thought they did a good job of handling our press and looking to move past the ball rather than, you know, take off dribbling. And then they took advantage of our, you know, size mismatch in the post. They, you know, we had, I think, Connor, Garden, Dylan Bice, and, you know, 6'1" or 6'2" and strong, athletic against, you know, I don't know what he is, 5'6" or 5'7", mm-hmm. and, you know, making it pretty tough on us. So we just, you know, we made a few adjustments. We were just switching all the screens and, you know, kept them, our guards outside. And, you know, when they went inside, then we had our posts inside. So, but yeah, I was proud of our, you know, we could have folded up and, let them continue to beat us, but man, we picked up the intensity, and that's one thing about the kids. They work so hard, and I'm pretty critical of them, and they play hard, and I'm proud of them for, you know, the effort they put out, and, you know, we're able to, I think, what, 36-4 run there, mm-hmm. I think is what somebody said, or something close to that, so pretty good effort from the kids.
So you know, Beloit on Tuesday, it's basically kind of a round-robin part of the Orange and Black Classic or pool play to find out where you get placed on Saturday. You played Beloit, you fell there 56-47. Again, just from what I hear, back and forth game there, what were some of the things that stood out on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I thought we played hard again, and, you know, our depth kind of killed us there. I think we played 6 or 7 kids, and, you know, probably the 6th and 7th kid didn't get a lot of minutes either. And I thought their depth probably wore on us some. But they, you know, for, 1-4 or 2-4, whatever they are in their record. You know, their coaches do such a great job with them. They pass the ball well and move, cut. Defense is really solid. And I'd be surprised if they don't win several more games this year. And, of course, next year they'll be really tough. But our team, you know, we held the ball in places too much. We dribbled a little where we shouldn't have. And, you know, we could have gave up there also. I think we got down, you know, 12 or 15 there in the first part of the fourth quarter and kind of cut it back to, I don't remember if we got to 7 there late or 9, whatever it was. You know, we kept battling and kept battling and, you know, just weren't quite able to get over the hump. We let the, you know, the coaches' boys open too many times. We didn't close out long. And then when we did close out long, they weren't great closed out, so they were able to get by us and shoot 15 footers that were, you know, wide open. And we got to do a better job on closing out. And, but like I said, I was proud of our kids. We worked hard, and we were right there in the game and had a chance. We just weren't able to make enough plays there. So.
Colby next for you on Thursday. It's a team that, based on what I know, is hovering around 500, 4-4 is the record I see here. When you go to Colby and see them, what do you expect on Thursday?
Yeah, you know, this week the goal was to get games in, and it's great that we're playing bigger schools. And really, all I was wanting to take from this week was to get better, improve. Improve defensively. I think we're on the start of that because I thought we did a much better job defensively last night. Obviously, there's a few breakdowns. But also, offensively, we've got to move the ball better than what we do and make crisp passes and cut harder. And, you know, just a few little things that are going to help us down the road. So we'll show up ready for Colby and see how it goes.
Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck there at Colby on Thursday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit Nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Dana Weltmer. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you in part by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
And welcome back here on Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Nick Lynn with us, coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, since we last talked, you have had a couple games, a feather bracket game of the MCL tournament. You won 72-11 over Plainville there on Saturday and came back with a very nice 47-44 win over TMP Marion. Then on Tuesday in the first round of the tournament, just let's go back to the Plainville game. This was the second time you'd seen them here this season and beat them 72-11. What stood out the most in that game Saturday?
Well, we felt like we were in control from the opening tip. You know, they're pretty inexperienced. Seems like on their lineup that they put out, and, we were able to play all of our varsity players, all 10 girls in and out the whole game. We went 5-5 out, and it was just one of those situations where we were able to basically do what we wanted to do against Plainville.
TMP, a pretty good team there on Tuesday that you saw, which technically the first round of the MCL tournament quarterfinals. Pick up a 47-44 win. What were some of the things that you liked about the way the girls played and led to the win?
Well, there were a number of things that were really exciting for me as a coach. I know we went in there not hoping to, you know, get a moral victory or you know, just play well and lose. We wanted to compete, and we thought we had a good chance as long as we did the little things. And the problem is we're still young. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, we're going through some, you know, just situations where young kids have never played this kind of a game before. But we went down there, and it was really exciting. You know, we played well. We faced their man the whole game. Did a lot of good things on offense. Shot very well. We shot 49%, I think, from the field. Got out-rebounded. But the situation that I thought was really good for us was we had major foul trouble with, you know, Talon Renshaw fouled out in the, with 3-something to go in the game in a 1-point game, and Ashlyn Long fouled out. So both of those two in the last 4 minutes were on the bench, and that left me with 5 guards out there. So we were competing against a 6-foot post who was really, really good in lane, and trying to maintain a 1 or 2 point lead in the last 4 minutes, and we were able to do that. So I was really excited about that. And based on a little bit of controversy with players on the bench, you know, watching, and it was good to see us come through.
You move on to play Hoxie in the semifinals. Hoxie beat Trigo there in the quarterfinals, 36-32 in Waukini on Tuesday. I don't know if there's a situation with Trigo or not, or if just got the upset win and played really well. But Hoxie, by the look that I have record-wise, is 5-4. What are your thoughts on the Liddy Indians coming up on Friday?
Well, that was a legit win for mm-hmm. Hoxie. They went down to Trigo and did a triangle and two on Trigo's best players and did a heck of a job face guarding them, and it kind of threw Trigo off. And, mm-hmm. and even then, Trigo had a 4-point lead midway through the fourth quarter, and Hoxie just hung tough. And we got to be ready. You know, we're excited to play Hoxie. You know, we kind of expected with the win with TNP, we might see Trigo, but you know, we're excited, and you know, we're glad to be in the semifinals, and we're looking forward to our game against Hoxie on Friday.
Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center, Liddy, right here in the locker room chats. Thanks again for joining us this week, Coach, and best of luck there in Waukini on Friday.
You bet. Thank you.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with Cloud Phone Systems for Business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost-effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
No matter how big or how small the job, there's a John Deere compact tractor that's sure to fit your needs. Through February 19, 2021, take advantage of landmark savings on compact tractors with $1,000 off one series, $2,000 off two, $3,000 off three, $4,000 off four, and $5,000 off five series compact tractors. Come in or visit our virtual showroom and save today. Stop by your local Landmark Implement for full details or view our inventory at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
And we're back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Dana Weltmer joining us now, the coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last there. Started out the Mid-Continent League Tournament Feather Bracket game against a pretty good TMP team there on Saturday. You fall 75-39 in Stockton. Then you went to Ellis on Monday to take on Russell in the consolation part of the tournament, a 67-45 loss there against the Russell Broncos, your second loss to them this season. Just going back to the TMP game, I know a quality opponent that you saw there. What stood out the most on Saturday?
We got off to a really great start against TMP. I was really proud of our guys for having a really great first quarter. They understood what we were trying to do. And then, you know, just things out of our control a little bit. You know, we just are lacking experience and depth, and it just wears on us as they continue to just sub guys in, and we just don't have depth. So you can just see that there's times where we do a lot of really great things, but being able to sustain that against a team like TMP is just really hard challenge for us right now. But I was proud of our guys and how they came out early, and we hit some shots, and it was kind of fun.
So then you moved on with Russell again on Monday night. Both times you played them been 22-point losses, but they were kind of a little bit higher scoring the second time around. What were the differences between the two meetings between Russell?
You know, both the first time we played them, we did not get off to a great start, and we felt like we just needed to hit some shots. And the second time we played them, we maybe got off to a worse start. Like we did some things better. We handled their pressure a little bit better. I think we worked on that, and we could find some seams in their zone. I was proud of our guys for making some progress there, but we just didn't get off to a great start. And you know, there's always a quarter in there. Sometimes it's the third quarter for us, sometimes it's the first quarter. There's always a quarter in there where we just aren't ready, and we're not good enough at this point to take any possessions off, and so we just didn't get off to a good start. I was really proud of our guys for fighting back, and you know, we don't quit, and that's important to me, and we just didn't put together four quarters.
you finished the Mid-Continent League tournament with Plainville for the third time already this season. I guess the positive of that is probably you know what to expect from Plainville. The second time you played a much closer game, a 17-point loss there. But what are some of the things you'll look at improving here this third time around against a Plainville team?
You know, it honestly at this point, it doesn't matter who we're playing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get better at our system and our things. So when these teams are when we're playing these teams, it's not really a surprise to me. You know, it's system based things that we're breaking down. And so against Plainville, you know, we just have to continue to get better within what we're doing. And if we would do those things, we will see more successful possessions. And that's really all I'm looking for. You know, I'm not looking for outcomes. I'm not playing the scoreboard. I'm not looking at the win loss column. We just can't do that. We're not in a position with where our program is to do that. And so we're really focusing on doing what we are supposed to do, doing our jobs. And that's what I hope our guys can learn from our last two games for sure and keep getting better at what we do.
Dana Weltmer, the head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us. And good luck as you finish out this league tournament against Plainville on Thursday.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
No matter how big or how small the job, there's a John Deere compact tractor that's sure to fit your needs. Through February 19, 2021, take advantage of Landmark savings on compact tractors with $1,000 off one series, $2,000 off two, $3,000 off three, $4,000 off four, and $5,000 off five series compact tractors. Come in or visit our virtual showroom and save today. Stop by your local Landmark Implement for full details or view our inventory at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Next Tech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Next Tech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels like sports, movies, and local stations right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at nexttech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Next Tech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by Next Tech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Darren Grauerholtz joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, kind of looking at your team, you have a couple wins since we last talked. A nice comeback there against Osborne on Friday. I know you weren't there, but I know for a fact you're paying attention to the game because we had a nice text message conversation going on during all that. So you do win it over Osborne 53-50, kind of get some revenge, I guess, if that's what's in your mind there on Friday night. What were your thoughts of that victory at Osborne?
Yeah, I don't know about revenge, but it was, you know, being able to come back and persevere through something like that just grows the team up real quick. So it sure helps. And we need games like that. We need good, hard competitions already for later in the year. But I think, you know, the big thing that I noticed was the fact that Rainey really stepped up and did some really good things. And we needed that out of her, and we've been waiting for her to show up. And we knew she was very, very capable of doing those things, and it was just good to see it, you know, and everybody else kind of, you know, filled their roles, you know. And I think another thing, you know, Mariana comes in there after Tori turns the ball over a few times and gets five quick points for us, and then Mariana struggles, and then Tori comes back and takes over. So it's good to have that kind of depth, you know, just so that you're aware of some of the stuff that you have there on the bench.
58-12 win at Northern Valley. Then on Tuesday, clearly a dominant performance for you. What stood out there in Almena?
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes like those games are a little bit tough to judge.
Mm-hmm.
They were setting it inside, and I really didn't know understand why they would have done that. But, you know, we come out and hit some really nice big shots early, pulled the zone apart, and then we just kind of started pounding inside. But you know, we went on a drought a couple, two or three times, and I know, I understand. I mean, I was throwing kids in and out, you know, but still, regardless, we've got to be able to keep going, keep pressing forward. You know, I thought, you know, and I don't want this to come across wrong, but I just felt like we were very capable of putting up 70 to 80 points against this team, and we didn't do that. So I think in that regard, we fell a little bit short. And I, like I say, I don't mean to come across wrong, but just knowing what we have and where we should be, that was my personal opinion.
You move on now. Sylvan Lucas will be your next opponent as you take them on Friday. They're 7-1. This is a team that they're not always going to be great offensively, but they always bring it defensively. So what are your thoughts on Sylvan Lucas going down to their place Friday?
Yeah, you know, and they kind of stunned us last year a couple times, and we kind of finally worked some things out and down there at their place and just felt like, you know, we need these games, like I said, like the Osborne game, and I think we're going to get one of those again. Like you said, a good defensive battle from them, and they know what we're going to bring, and they got a couple real nice young girls playing there, and we're going to have to keep them in check. Otherwise, it could get out of hand for us.
Darren Grounsholtz, the coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us again, and good luck at Sylvan on Friday.
Hey, appreciate it, Dusty.
Here at Nextech, we've delivered the best in phone technology for 70 years, and we're still at it today with Cloud Phone Systems for Business. Cloud Phone is all about agility. It goes where you go, when you go, and it's cost-effective. So give Nextech a call and find out how Cloud Phone can be as nimble as you are. Then sign a qualifying contract and choose a little something extra. Apple AirPods Pro or an Apple Watch SE, another layer of connectivity.
Welcome you back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Devon Branch with us now, the coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. 58-40 loss at Osborne on Friday night, and then a 63-32 loss at Northern Valley Tuesday. Let's go back to Friday, though, and I know you said last week in the Locker Room Chats that you hope the boys came out with a chip on their shoulder after, you know, a tough 59-20 loss the first time around against the Bulldogs. You jumped out 21-3 there. Osborne went on a run and ended up turning that around to get an 18-point win. But just how do you feel about the difference this time around against Osborne?
I think we definitely came in with a chip on our shoulder. I think we played more physical, we played loose, and we played to not make mistakes, and we played for each other. But our main thing is we actually played for each other and did what we were supposed to do. Our defense was tremendous. We was flying around. We wasn't scared to make mistakes, and that's what we got to do from here on out. We got to play that first half like we played for the rest of the season.
Northern Valley was a tough one there on Tuesday. It just seems like maybe they made more plays than you. What went wrong in that one against Northern Valley on Tuesday in Almena?
Oh, just not boxing out, not being fundamentally sound, not trying to fight over screens. Rebounding is what really killed the second chance points. I'm pretty sure if I look at the stats, we probably got out rebounded by like 20. Mm-hmm. But that was mainly it. The rebounding and second chance points was killed us because our first defense, a possession, it was fine. But once the shot goes up and we stand around and watch the ball bounce off the rim, that's when we got in trouble.
So you fall there. Just moving forward, now you take on Sylvan Lucas next. This is a game that kind of got added because there's some open spots during the week because it should have been the league tournament this week. But that's kind of the same case with that Northern Valley game on Tuesday. But when you look at Sylvan Lucas, they're 7-2 and have played some pretty good basketball this year. They've lost their last two. What do you think about the Mustangs here coming up on Friday?
They're very defensive, a sound team. They run their plays to a tee. They move the ball. They get what they want. And they pressure the ball. They play loose and get after it. We're just going to have to meet the intensity. We're going to have to forget about making mistakes and just go out there and play the game as hard as we possibly can and never get down on ourselves and never give up.
Devon Branch, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and good luck down at Sylvan on Friday.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit Nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.